An Anchorage doctor testified this week in Washington, D.C. about the link between climate change and emerging disease. Dr. Jeffrey DeMaine is the director of the Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology Center of Alaska. He is also part of the Adaptive Advisory Group for Governor Sarah Palin's subcabinet on climate change. He returned late last night from Washington, where he took part in a congressional discussion on environment, public policy, and human health. Over the last decade, he has documented a significant increase in people seeking care for stings or bites in Alaska.
Very specifically, we broke it down into six different regions, and those regions have been already developed based on economies and based on the epidemiology or the state. And we found that in different regions, there was certainly a range. For example, in the northern region of the state, the rise in stinging and biting events increased 626% just in the past decade, whereas the interior increased about 110%. And it was actually out of five of the six regions, all were very significant rises. The only region that did not show a significant rise was the Gulf region, identified by Kodiak Island.
And you had some ideas about why that may be, why Kodiak didn't see a change.
Well, we wanted to see why this change occurred. So we looked at different variables as far as temperature and so forth related to climate change. And we were very excited to find that there seemed to be a very striking association with temperature change. When we looked at average temperature increase, in the five of the six regions that had significant rise, there was at least a 3.4 degree Fahrenheit increase. With the exception of the Gulf region or Kodiak, which was 1.5 degrees. And then we went back, we identified that the Gulf region not only had the highest number of stings at the beginning of the time of the study, they also had the highest temperature for the state. So it was our theory that their impact occurred some years earlier.
Are there new bacterial or viral diseases in Alaska that you're seeing emerge possibly that you suspect may be linked to a changing climate?
Well, throughout the world, we're seeing significant impacts on insect-borne viruses and insect-borne disease. We call that vector-borne disease. And that would be things like malaria and dengue fever. And that's dramatically increasing throughout the world. Now, it's certainly not increasing in Alaska. It doesn't exist in Alaska, nor does it exist in the United States. However, we are seeing trends that are very concerning. We are seeing viruses that are carried by insects affecting some of the wildlife, some of the mammals, such as the moose and the hare. And so that certainly has raised some red flags. Well, if you look at patterns that are occurring around the world, even in Canada, we're seeing West Nile virus at the 57th degree latitude. Well, that's just below Juneau in latitude. So we are watching for vector-borne disease such as West Nile virus. As an interesting corollary, we're now seeing stinging caterpillars in Alaska that have never been here. And that was reported in the Anchorage Daily News with people being stung picking berries. So we're definitely seeing a shift in different insect species in Alaska.
You mentioned stinging caterpillars, which sounds somewhat ominous. What about other biting insects? What are you seeing in trends as far as bites?
Well, we've not been able to identify exactly what the bites are. We don't have a way of teasing that out without interviewing the patient. However, that being said, we certainly have seen significant rises in yellow jackets throughout the states, particularly in the interior of the state. And we are getting certainly reports of people being envenomated by spiders. So we're hoping to start identifying some of these. That's kind of one of the problems. There is no specific insect surveillance going on in the state where we can identify those trends. We're not monitoring the number of yellow jackets in Alaska. We're not monitoring the number of ticks in Alaska. What we're doing right now is monitoring it sort of on the back end. We're looking at the effects of those changes or shifts in patterns.
What do you think Alaskans will be facing in the next decade in regard to some of these new concerns about emerging and infections and diseases, rises in rates?
Well, I think if we do our job right, maybe we can temper some of those things. I think some of the most immediate issues are the erosion that's occurring on our shores. So I think that's really our most immediate concern, and that's going to create significant health risks. There was reported by Dr. McLaughlin was the risk of contaminated shellfish with a bacteria called Vibrio pyrhemolyticus, and that occurred because of warming waters. So I think we're going to start seeing more risk of waterborne infections as a result of some of these changes. So I think that's going to be the most immediate thing. But we need to be vigilant and survey for changes in insect patterns and changes in floral patterns and changes in our ecosystem in Alaska, because when the ecosystem changes, everything is going to change with it. And some of those are going to be new invasive species that can certainly affect our population.
Dr. Jeffrey DeMaine is the director of the Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology Center of Alaska.